Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to have with me via Zoom today, Susan Burke, who is the coordinator of the upcoming Zion Memorial United Church Indigenous Art Show. It's an arts and crafts show that's coming up this Saturday from 10 until 4 at the church. Susan, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob.
And also joining us today, we've got Indigenous artist Colleen Gray, who is also the founder of the Art for Aid website or organization that has a great website, and they will be collecting donations this weekend for their efforts. Colleen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Susan, let's start with you. Tell us all about the show. First off, why did you decide to do this type of show?
I had the idea a couple of years ago. I just thought we should be doing more than just talking about reconciliation. We should do something. And my favorite things, one of them is art. And so it just made sense to have an arts and crafts show. We had this all planned and all set and all settled 2 years ago.
What happened? I wonder what could have
happened. Yeah, what did happen? Anyway, so we decided in January that we would try again. And it looks like it's going to happen.
This is really, it's kind of interesting the way the stars align and things happen, because now certainly with everything that we've heard when it comes to the Indigenous people over the past year and a half, even longer, of course, but really thrust into the spotlight, this really makes this a timely event, doesn't it, Susan?
It really, really does. I think perhaps some people knew what was going on. However, nobody realized the extent, I think. And I think you're absolutely correct. You just can't have, it was just everywhere and everybody was appalled.
Colleen, you were nodding your head as I said that. And of course, as an Indigenous artist, what are your thoughts on, doing this right now?
I think action throughout Truth and Reconciliation is such an important element. There is lots of talk, but when you see action happening, that means there's healing happening. And I think that's so important. I'm tremendously grateful to Zion Memorial and the team who's putting this together, what they're doing for the artists, the tables, the food, the smudging ceremony, the water ceremony that's going to happen. All of this is a tremendously powerful force in a small community like Carleton Place. And I really hope we get a great turnout for it. It certainly warrants it.
I think this is like a microcosm of what has to happen between the church and the Indigenous people, this coming together. And really the way that you've just described this, how grateful you are to the church for what is happening is absolutely incredible. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think the way I see it, and some people may agree, some people may not, but the way I see it is, there are many, many churches who are trying very hard to step forward and bring healing and try to show that they're in this for the long haul. And so when that happens, I think that warrants recognition and it warrants support. And so I've had nothing but incredible positive experiences working with the church groups who have stepped forward to support Art for AIDS efforts to get art supplies to remote community students. I'm very grateful.
Tell us a little bit about your organization, Art for Aid, because you're asking for donations this weekend. Admission is free, of course, to go and be part of this. But you are asking for donations for anyone who may want to be so kind.
Yeah, we ship art supplies, new and gently used art supplies to remote Indigenous schools. We prefer to ship new art supplies. What child doesn't appreciate new supplies? But in light of engaging people, many people have art supplies that are really just wasting away, and they're tremendously expensive to buy. So we invite people to bring those supplies that are in good working order, gently used, and we'll box them, sort them and box them and ship them to remote Indigenous schools, where they have a tremendous shortage of quality art supplies. I think art is something that is a universal enjoyment. It doesn't require a specific language to understand. And what young person doesn't enjoy engaging in art? So to be able to get art supplies to these schools and support some of their art projects is really a, you know, it's just something that needs to happen. These kids have incredible talent. They have great voices, and a visual medium allows them to express what they need to say. And, you know, we have lots of plans for the future and art supplies are the foundation of all of it. It has to begin with the right tools.
It's so ingrained in the culture too, isn't it?
It really is. It's an oral culture, and many Indigenous communities across Turtle Island are visual. And so you'll often see paintings on teepees, and you'll see incredible woodland style art. We do have woodland style artists who are going to be at the show this weekend. We've got a huge variety of tremendous artists, all authentic. There's a lot of fake Indigenous art out there, and it's really important to know that you're purchasing authentic art. And that's
what always amazes me is, you know, you go beyond like just like a page or a canvas, and we talk about the jewelry, we talk about the headdress, the breastplates, works of art in themselves, the drums, the painting on the drums, it's just absolutely breathtaking. It's a thing of beauty to behold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really does speak to the cultural spirituality, which is such an important part. I mean, the people are intrinsically linked to the land language connection, and you can't separate the two. And so much of that appears in the art. I know in my own personal art, it's a visual story of my life, living in the best way that I can. And I think a lot of Indigenous art is just like that.
Susan, when you think about what is going to happen this weekend, I'm sure it brings a smile to your face. Give us a little bit of a rundown. Tell us the logistics of how things are going to work out for anyone who decides to come and visit Zion Memorial.
We're going to start the day with a smudging ceremony. Grandmother Francine is coming to do that for us. And there will be a food truck there. Bob Crane is a military vet, and he has this food truck. We have 10 vendors inside the church. I should mention now that a mask inside the church will be required. Between 10 and 4, that is when the church is open for the vendors. Colleen Mizzen and her friends will put on several drumming circles, and they say drumming circles or drumming workshops. She's bringing extra drums. If you want to do some drumming and learn how to do the drumming, they would love to do that. So there are all those different things happening all during the day.
Sharing the culture is very, very important. And everything, you know, every time I'm at some sort of Indigenous event, whether it be like the powwow in Smiths Falls or other events that I've seen in schools, they're always trying to get people involved. They want to share their culture. Susan, I'm imagining that's what you're hoping to see this weekend.
Absolutely.
It is. It's certainly a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Well, very fortunately, Colleen Mizzen came to some of our planning meetings, and at one of them, she did a smudging ceremony with us, and I think we were all very deeply moved by that. And another meeting she came to, she had her drums, and drums for all of us, so we did drumming. So it was really wonderful to do these things ahead of time and know how it is. It's very moving when you do that.
Colleen, it's one thing to read about the history of a people and of a culture. It's another to actually be immersed in it, even if it's for a short little while. It is such an incredible learning experience. And really, that's a big part of what this weekend show is about.
Absolutely, it is. There's a great deal of curiosity around Indigenous culture. There are a lot of questions. There are a lot of people who are afraid to step forward and ask, unsure of where they fit in and how to ask those questions in a good way. My advice is, if you have questions for an elder, always go with a bit of tobacco. You know, that's the first way to ask a proper question to an Indigenous person. Our culture is very simple. It's very kind. It's based on giving and caring. Caring for the planet, caring for each other. And so really, that's all you need to remember. When you're taking part in something, nobody's going to bite your head off if you're doing the wrong thing. Somebody will just tell you, no, this is how you would do that. So it's very welcoming and it's wonderfully engaging. If you have a chance to sit and work in a drum circle and hold a drum and feel that beat resonate through your body, that takes you to a different place. It's a very special thing.
Will there be the opportunity to purchase some of this art as well from some of these artists if something is striking to someone and they would like to take it home?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, all of the artists that are there, these artists, you know, primarily make a lot of their living selling their art and doing the powwow circuit and traveling from show to show. So by all means, please come out and support authentic Indigenous art. Art for Aid will also have a table up with our beautiful products that we'll have for sale. We'll have some information on a wonderful new gathering place that is going to be used for ceremonial purposes in Carlton Place. So we'll have information on that. There's lots to see. There's just so much. You won't be bored, I promise.
And you know what? We're going to explore this further because I just have this feeling that this isn't the last time that we're going to be gathered here together on In Focus talking about what's going on in your community. The event is taking place Zion Memorial United Church, 37 Franklin Street in Carlton Place. It goes this Saturday, correct, Susan?
Correct. From 10 to 4.
And it is free to get in.
Yes.
It is. But of course, Colleen, donations to Art for Aid are very much welcome. What kind of donations are you looking for?
Well, on the website, there is a list of items that we're looking for. But if it is something that is in good condition and you feel that a young person could benefit from that particular art product, by all means, bring it to us. We will have a jar for monetary donations as well. And if anyone is looking for receipts for their donations, we do. We operate under a nonprofit charity of I Love First Peoples. People can donate through there if they want to make a monetary donation to support our shipping and operations budget.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time to speak with me. And as I said, I have a feeling this isn't our last conversation. So I do look forward to speaking with you both in the future. Thanks so much for being on In Focus today.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're very welcome. The website to learn more about Art for Aid is that simple, artforaid.ca. Again, the event is taking place this Saturday at Zion Memorial United Church, 37 Franklin Street, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Of course, all are welcome. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.